Penguin Random House Audio presents The Mistletoe Murder and Other Stories by P.D. James. Read for you by Jenny Augeter and Daniel Wayman.
Preface. In her introduction to an anthology of short crime stories published in 1934, Dorothy L. Sayers wrote, "Death seems to provide the minds of the Anglo-Saxon race with a greater fund of innocent amusement than any other single subject." She was, of course, writing not of the horrifying, messy, and occasionally pathetic murders of real life, but of the mysterious, elegantly contrived, and popular concoctions of crime writers. Perhaps amusement is hardly the word. Entertainment, relaxation, or excitement would all be more appropriate. And to judge from the universal popularity of crime writing, it isn't only the Anglo-Saxons who evince enthusiasm for murder most foul. Millions of readers throughout the world are at home in Sherlock Holmes' claustrophobic sanctum at 221B Baker Street, Miss Marple's charming cottage in St. Mary Mead, and Lord Peter Wimsey's elegant Piccadilly flat. In the period leading up to the Second World War, much of crime writing was done in the form of a short story. The two writers, who can be regarded as the founding fathers of the detective story, Edgar Allan Poe and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, were both masters of the form, and the former adumbrated most of the distinguishing features not only of the short story, but of the crime novel. The least likely suspect as murderer. The closed room mystery. The case solved by an armchair detective. And the epistolary narrative. Eric Ambler has written, "The detective story may have been born in the mind of Edgar Allan Poe, but it was London that fed it."